strange thing is, it's my 58th wedding anniversary today. So it's 58 years since I came to Wimbledon.
Where did you get married?
At Raiden. I haven't moved far. I was born in Wrentham, lived there for 3 years, come to Raiden. When I was 22, I came here.
And what did your mother and father do, or your father do?
My dad worked on a farm and for Jeff Girling, and he reared the Suffolk Punches. He was only a little man. But
Was that out the back of St Felix, or yes, on some land there?
I'll tell you where it is, where the farm is. You know where Adnams had got their buildings built?
The new brewery?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on the farm on
the Hall farm, yeah, where Mr Hall farm there, yes.
That was Hall farm, and it belonged to the Girlings. And Dad worked there with it for him, and he used to breed them for that, and break them in. And I went over to Halsey this year and brought back a lot of memories because I learned to ride on them. He used to breed them to sell on too. You know, it was a really big farm because there was 100 acres on that field where the brewery is now, where that brewery premises now are. Father, we had a big garden when we lived. Well, he's always had a big garden, and he's always a wonderful gardener. But I mean, everything was clamped for winter use.
Yeah.
I mean, we never bought. I mean, never dreamt of buying vegetables. I mean, there was enough ground to last us all the year round.
That's right.
And it was always in season. I mean, Father's garden was huge, and it was right on the edge of the marshes down there at the back of St Felix, so it was good land. Of course, that changed after. They didn't stay down there long after the 1952 floods, because the well that they were still using got flooded, so water had to be piped down there quite quickly.
Because the salt water in the well.
It stayed in the land for a year or so, in any case, you see. No, it's strange because Dad's family knew the Desborys when they all lived over there. Ralph knew my uncle. He wasn't the works, but he married my father's sister.
Your father didn't have to go into the war or anything like
no,
that?
No, he was exempt, you see.
Because on the land.
Funny you should say that, because I found all his home guard, his certificate, and they gave him a medal when they came out and various things.
Yes.
When they came, he was in the Home Guard. But the cushion of goodness, that was a hard life then on the farm. He was a Cambridgeshire man. They came to Suffolk when he was, I think he was about 14. But he'd already done two years' work on the farm in Cambridgeshire. He walked 4 miles there and 4 miles back at 12 years old.
What brought him this way?
Well, it's quite a story, really. There was 3 brothers, and they all went into the blacksmith business. They all become master blacksmiths. My grandfather and my father's father and his 2 brothers. And it was at the time when horses were beginning to sort of peter out a little bit for various things, reasons. And anyway, they tossed a coin over whose it should go where. And one brother went up to London, to the mews there, and done his work up there, because there was a lot of horses in London. The other one went to Norfolk, and my grandfather came down to Suffolk. How it all happened. He worked at Frosterton, my grandfather did, to begin with, for Overlands at Frosterton Hall. And then when they moved on, he went in as a blacksmith at Henstead, to which was a family of Primes, which now, I mean, Primes were at Wangford not so long ago, weren't they? And that was a farm that was there, and he worked in Henstead, my grandfather did. And funny enough, that blacksmith shop was still there. It's just a building now, sort of grown up a bit.
And then your father went to horses and went away from the blacksmith.
Father went on to horses. My grandfather kept in blacksmith. He was a blacksmith till he died.
What did your father do? Because horses would have been getting thin on the ground by the time your father.
Well, he had a truck. I mean, he drove a tractor and that in the end, but they still kept some horses up there up until when he retired. And then when Jeff gave up the farm, he was sort of semi-retired, but he worked for Mr. Roberts. Dunsum went with him, you know, Derek Roberts' father. And then he sort of went to Mr. Easy when Mr. Roberts retired. And he was still working when he was 75, only 3 days a week. They had some hard times, but considering he started work at 12, he didn't do so bad. And he was 94 when he died. He was a smoker. They did in those days, but the air and everything, the clean living, wasn't it really?
What would you have done in your time when you was left school and first started going? Did you used to go to the cinema then?
Cinema? We used to usually go to the cinema on a Wednesday and a Saturday. And
where would that have been?
Southwold, where the doctor, don't know if you know, as you come off the common where the doctor's surgery is. Water Tower's there. You come off the common and there's a big building there. that's the surgery. That was where the cinema was. Sometimes twice, and then we got so that was when I was small. We used to walk across the common because I lived at the back of St Felix. And I had to walk over the common with Mum and Dad and my brothers and sisters, and we'd all go to the cinema on a Saturday night, and that was our treat out.
Would you have had fish and chips?
We went and had fish and chips. It's funny you say that. It was I think it was the same one that they've got now. Sally's got and her husband.
Yes.
I can see the old couple in there now. It was all Suffy, and we never knew what his name was. She was a great big lady, and he was like a stick insect. And it was so funny. And the chips used to be, we used to have a penneth of chips and two tuppence for a piece of fish. And the cinema was 2p for children, 5p for adults. I only remember that because that's been sort of handed down to me, but I never knew what it was to be bored as a child. I think I've always had a vivid imagination, so there was always plenty to do. And I mean, I wasn't with a lot. There was no other children round near where we lived at the time. They were all younger than me. When I met him, he was just mobbed. Was at a dance at Pier Pavilion at Southwold. Colin was a little bit worse for drink. And I said to Pat Spindler, who was with him, his cousin, I said, I don't want to see him anymore. And look what happened. He went in the Navy. At the latter end of the war, they joined the Marines, I think, and went as a clean-up operation in Germany and France. When the war was finished, they went ahead of the troops. Up till then, he'd been in the Navy.
And then when he came out of the Navy, then what did he do?
Went with his father on the fish round. He came out and went on into partnership with his father. That was it. He got the fish from Lowestoft Market twice a week, and he travelled all the villages around. Oh, they still talk about him as if he's still here.
Yes. Well, yeah, I can remember them. I think every cat for miles around used to know.
Oh, yes, I knew him.
Knew the hoot of the car, didn't they?
I don't know whether he ever really loved it, but it was sort of the thing you went in with the family. And I mean, if you were a farmer, you worked on the farm. If you were in the fishing trade, whether you were trawling for them or selling them, this was what this village was made up of, really. Land workers and the fishing trade. Because all the Spindlers were in the fishing. His father was, and Will, and Vic, brothers. You see, Colin was born in this village. He was born next door to the Lilacs, where Cyrilla Havard now lives. That was an aunt and uncle lived there. Well, then, after that, they moved to London and had a shop.
What encouraged them to shoot from the county into London?
She was a Londoner. He went up and down the milk ground. This was before the fish business. And I suppose he must have met her there. I don't really. And she was actually Danish. And her mother died. And her father came to England with his two daughters, two little girls and a son then, because they were very tiny. And he was a cabinet maker. And I suppose this was how it all started. And they had a shop in Camden Town. And that was until they got the heavy bombing in London, was when they left and came back down here. And then all the boys were in the fish business then. I remember going down to Lowestoft fish market with my grandmother, and they used to have these straw bags, and she'd just go along and for about tuppence they'd fill her bag full of herrings and things for the family, you know.
That's exactly what someone told me the other day. You had stuff like straw bags, they
said.
That's
right. And
you used to bring them home on the bus or the train. They said that must have been a horrendous smell on there.
Well, I don't know. It was on the bus to Wrentham. I never know. I suppose you were brought up. No. I mean, they won't buy fish to cook indoors if they can help because of the smell.
Well, yeah, that's right.
But you see, it was good, wholesome, cheap fish then, and it was cheap. I mean, literally thrown at you for nothing. They moved back. Colin would have been about 11 or 12 when the war... Robert Spindler.
Robert Spindler was his father,
yes.
Right?
Ozzy was the other brother. And there was Vic and Will, and there was Sonny, who was in Ireland. But I think most of them were born within this village, or some of them, I think, came from Wesselton. Still some living in Wesselton, actually, some of the Spindler. A cousin, she married the Thatcher. Yes, his brother to Susan's husband. Because if you call Spindler, half the village would fall out at one time. Now, apart from Lillian and Alan, I don't think there's any of us here with the name of Spindler. There's still Spindlers here, but there's other names. They go by married names now. It's Alan, Lillian and myself, I think, now. When we first married, because housing was There wasn't that amount of housing then, and we had a really a beautiful caravan. He'd be about 22 when he came out, because I was 22 when I married him, and he's 3 years older than me.
Where did you live?
Up on the heath, in the garden of the lilacs. Man, you know, where his father and mother lived. Then we went to Winlock, which is over the heath near the old chapel. That's where Jan was born. Next to, can't remember, you know, did you know where the Wards lived over there?
Joy Ward, Joy? Yeah.
Well, we lived in that house this side. And then we had this bungalow built. And we've been here roughly about 49 years.
Did local builders build this?
Yes, Mr. Martin from Bramfield Way. This was the first house he built when he went on his own as a builder. So 2,500, everything, but that included everything, the land, layout, everything.
That was a lot of money in them days, though.
It was still 2,500.
That's right. And who would you have bought this land off when you...
The man who used to live across the road. You take photography, looked up photographs and had hides here. Because Peter Scott used to come and stay with him. And he's taken photographs of... He used to stay with him and take photographs on this land. Because during the war, this land was school allotments.
Can you remember the garage starting up then when Mr. Scarlett started?
No, that was before I came.
Was
it? He started that just after the war, because I think Colin would have liked that, and I think they picked them to him, and they got it. But I remember Roy, and I always remember Roy and Daisy starting too.
Yeah, because you would have been this way. Or
I was here then, you see, and I'd had known Daisy, and Colin had known Roy. Phyllis having a bungalow built, and then Ozzy had a bungalow built, and just the other two weren't built then, and then there was Stanley Spindler lived just, so there was this row of them down there, and there's big over the road. Yes, when I mowed in, I mean, we had the garage going strong, we had almost a Hammond, a shoemaker, there was Hillside Stores, there was the one on the common,
Bob Catchpole's,
and that was Gardeners when I, or they'd just died, I think, and Bob and Pansy had took over, because when they were in Wenlock, you know, when we married, and the old people weren't dead, and then when they moved into the shop, we rented Wenlock off them on the heath.
Yeah, and then there was the Crossway Stores.
Crossway Stores.
Myrtle's, did you ever go to Myrtle's?
Oh yes, went into Myrtle's, and there was the Baker's.
You went and used to had bread out to Baker's, did you?
Yes, that's the only morning Colin ever got up early. People used to start queuing about 4:30 for hot cross buns.
They do, really?
Yes, they made everything down there.
What else was there?
I was trying to think. Oh, well, because there was Janet's father had a wooden house where the two new ones are built with the holly trees just down the road. He used to mend bicycles. Whether he done that for a living or not, I don't know, but there was always bicycles piled up out there.
Then most people in the village never went far to work,
never,
did they?
They never... Well, they worked in the village. I mean, I still look out there now and can see the poor old Mr. Hatcher going down the farm to work.
Yes.
At Vogel's.
Yes, and then you remember the Nolloth family with their lorries, can you?
I remember the Nolloth with his horse and cart, Walter, doing the milk. It's changed beyond, really. No one could imagine the change.
And the old buses, did you ever go on a bus over the Humpback Bridge?
Yes, because I never learned to drive, you see. I mean, but now we've got a wonderful bus service every hour, both ways, because everybody over 65 has a free bus pass. It's amazing the people that are travelling on buses now. Jan was born at Wenlock, and Anne-Marie was born at Wenlock when she was 6 months old, Marie was, when we came up here.
And Marie would have been 50 this coming...
She'd have been 50 this year. Yes.
Coming here, wouldn't she? Yes. What was his hobbies?
He loved snooker.
Watching and playing, or just...
Playing. I still got a lot of trophies up there of his.
And then you worked in the school.
I went to the boutique first, because a friend of mine owned it in Halesworth, and I worked there quite a bit.
Then, which boutique would that have
been? That's... was in the thoroughfare where the optician's now is. After that, Colin died, and I went back there for a little while, because 6 months after he died... I had cancer, and within a week of me coming, had my op, my granddaughter, my one and only granddaughter was born, so Colin never saw her. She's 18 this year.
And she's Jane, your eldest daughter's daughter.
Yes, Jan is at Dursingham, near Sandringham. She's at college, and she's doing childcare at the moment, but she's hoping to go on to midwifery.
And then when did you go to the playgroup then? Was that then starting?
When I went to playgroup, I went soon after Colin died, and I went through all the courses there. I loved it. And then, of course, it changed. I was there when Julie was there. I weren't there with Jenny. I came after Jenny. I loved the playgroup, and well, I've always loved children, and of course my granddaughter idolises them. They just go to her like, you know, it's, and I'm pleased she's doing this, you know, taking this career on, or she's hoping to anyway. No, a lot has happened in the family since Marie went a year and a half or so ago.
And then you still belong to the Flower Club now, do you?
The Flower Club has been going 20 years. The actual Flower Club as it is now. Prior to that, it was the Flower Guild, which was the church. Then they asked me if I would consider starting a Flower Club to encourage more people to do the church flowers. I thought it was a good idea, but it backfired a bit because three parts of our members come from outside villages. and some of them, quite a few of them are still with me, who started with me. So
you started the actual flower...
Hazel Ward and I actually started the flower club.
What, Hazel Ward still come over?
Hazel still comes over once a month, and she'll come over, and she always comes and does the remembrance flowers for me in church, and she'll come over next Thursday to do them. We just do poppies and laurels. She's quite a chicken as far as I'm concerned. Compared
with me. And you're 21, I see.
Yes, I'm 21.
That's the way. What successes has the your flower club had, Jean? Do you just have a little competitions?
No,
or?
We don't believe in... We don't have competitions. We have demonstrators come, and sometimes we have people come who will... And we bring our own flowers, and they'll give us a night of, you know, learning and how to arrange them, etc. It's very informal. They don't pay anything a year. Somebody said to me, well, actually, it was one of the Hales with Flower Club, said, well, of course, it's not really a club, Jean. It's a social evening. And I said, well, I'd like to keep it that way. Now, once you start competitive work, you can be on tricky ground. We've never had a committee. It's only Hazel and I run it. So we don't. The only rule we have is we don't like the look of them, then we throw them out.
And how many members have you got? Or you?
Roughly about, it's fluctuated. We've got about 35 now. They all love the old school room. It's nice now, it's been all refurbished. And new well, kitchen, new toilets. It's really, and all the big room was decorated. And I know I shouldn't have had that amount up, but I said I'd just, they wanted me to have a party. And I didn't feel like a party for my birthday. And so I said, well, I'll just have a pop in. And one time someone counted 130 in there. They just came and they didn't pop back out again. Because we have a Violet Jackson and... Kathleen Swan there, so all the youngsters who come or who were young when they were at school were there. And
was your party this year, was it?
Yes, in August. I do church flowers, and I belong to the Mother's Union, and I'm on the committee for the Mother's Union. Also, we organise various functions for the church, like we've got the Autumn Luncheon coming up, we've got the Christmas Tree Festival coming up, and then, of course, there's always flowers in the church. I mean, I've only just sort of finished getting out the harvest ones. There's Colin's great-great-grandfather.
Where was this?
And that would be Saxmundham. That is one of Colin when he was about 9. It hasn't got it on it, but I worked that out as to what age he was. He would still have been in London then. That's the shop in Arlington Road, where they went. That's the run with his horse and trap that he used to sell the fish in, look, in the 1920s. It was his fish delivery then. Now, that one is quite nice because that little bit probably hasn't changed at all. That's the Lilacs Blackheath, and that is where Cyrilla Havard lives. It's on the common, I would think. He used to go with Leslie Freeman.
I was going to say that was that cottage down past Lewis Leach's.
That's right.
Colin looking at Blackheath, Weniston. Standing on the heath looking over. The dashing young lady on here. Who would that dashing young lady be?
That's
up there?
Stella. That's Stella, his sister. She was beautiful. That was her husband.
1879 to 1929.
Good grief. That's Weniston Station. That one has been done and done and done, isn't it? You see that a lot, that one with them inside that train.
1910, yeah. Huh, the old bridge.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the old water. Good, I didn't think that water tide had been 1938, been that there that long.
Yes, it has. It's... Is that, that's just one there now, isn't there? Yeah, that was before the new one was built beside it.